was, you know, that car parking that led to a feel-good factor where you were appreciated and you thought, ah, there's the council making an effort to make us feel welcome. Well, they have done away with it in this battle to win the Scrooge Award of the Year. And they were up against TransLink. Actually, they weren't up against TransLink. They were running hand in hand with TransLink as they were saying, give me the Scrooge Award. Give it to me, please. Give it to both of us. Yes, there was an intervention by TransLink who claimed it caused congestion. Now, once TransLink speak, of course, our city council jumps. Let me speak to Dr. John Kyle, who is on the council. John, good morning.
Frank, good morning.
John, what can I say other than, have the council lost the run of themselves? You know, when is there going to be any favour at all given to either the shops or the car owners of the Belfast region?
Well, Frank, you've done a great job at misrepresenting the situation. In actual fact, we're not stopping free car parking. We're simply not repeating the mistakes that were made last year. Last year, with the offer of free car parking, as you said, only 7% of the spaces, car parking spaces, are operated or managed by Belfast City Council. So people came in to find that 93% of car parking spaces charged as normal. So first of all, they felt they were misled. And secondly, those car parking spaces that were then offered free, many of them were taken up all day, sometimes by computers who, you know, quite rightly see there's a free parking space. I'll drive in and park there while I work. So there was less turnover of the parking spaces. People ended up queuing, driving around in circles. People became frustrated. The city was congested. And in fact, it had a negative impact. So therefore, what we're doing...
Yeah, but just on that, John, the car parking spaces were never free all day. They were only free in the evening time.
They were free all day Saturday, Frank.
Yeah, but there weren't many commuters all day Saturday. These would have been genuine shoppers all day Saturday.
The same fact applied, that actually there were queues of people trying to get into these limited number of spaces, and those who went in early parked and then spent the day in the town. So therefore, there were fewer spaces available. People felt misled and frustrated. There was greater congestion. And actually, it had a negative impact. So what we're doing, we're actually got, I think, a really attractive offer. TransLink have manned up, and they are reducing their fares, so there's an incentive for people to drive in or to take the bus in.
But John, let me stop you there. Let me stop you before you even tell me that the bus driver is going to give you a piece of cake when you get onto the bus. People do not want to go on the bus to do their Christmas shopping. You'd be buying, for want of a better term, lots of stuff that Santa's going to deliver, and you have to use your car. The bus is so inconvenient when you're doing your Christmas shopping.
Well, Frank, 36% of households in Belfast don't have access to a car.
But I do, and there's 66% or whatever the mathematical term is that do have access to a car, and yet again the car owner is being hit by the city fathers and those who organise the journey in and out of this fine city that we live in.
Absolutely not, Frank. That's entirely wrong. All the car parking spaces are still there. People can come in and can park there if they want to. But if they want to take the bus, the fares are reduced. The services are improved. The park and ride times are expanded. So there are greater opportunities for people to use public transport at a cheaper fare rate to come into the centre of Belfast. And furthermore, bulky goods are sold in out-of-town retail centres. So big goods are sold out there. What you've got is a lot of small, attractive, easily carried produce that is on sale uniquely in Belfast. So Belfast, I mean, this is a good news story. Belfast has got a unique retail offer. Some superb retail stores in Belfast offering unique products, and we are making available reduced fares for public transport, a better public transport service to encourage people. And even NI Rail and Ulster Bus are offering a third off on their fares to Belfast to encourage people from outside the Belfast area to come in and take advantage of the wonderful retail offer that there is in Belfast.
So do we have a councillor on here on the radio this morning saying to us, if you're buying anything bigger than, say, a box of Monopoly, you shouldn't be coming to Belfast?
No, Frank, you're misrepresenting me entirely. What I'm saying is there are car parking spaces, numerous car parking spaces in Belfast, which if you want to come, you can come and use them. There is an improved public transport service, and people can come and shop to their heart's content and then go home. That's what I'm saying. It is a good offer for people.
Why isn't the council making an effort to get the private landowners who run the car parks and the private store owners who run the car parks to reduce their prices?
Well, how do you know that we aren't?
Well, you're not succeeding at it if you are.
And furthermore, we're looking at ways to make real-time information available for people so that when they come to the park and ride, they can see how many car parking spaces are available in Belfast in the public and commercial car parks. They can decide then whether to travel in and take one of those car park spaces or park in the park and ride and take the park and ride bus in at a much quicker journey time than car drivers will.
But John, are the councillors not slightly concerned that people who have cars will be going elsewhere other than Belfast, and as a result, the shopkeepers in Belfast are going to lose significant trade?
Well, Frank, what we're concerned is that the media misrepresent this and tell people that this is a bad deal, because it's not a bad deal.
OK, but it's on the top of bus lanes, it's on the top of parking restrictions, it's on the top of high price for parking in other car parking lots. It was the one little feel-good around Christmas where there would have been some free parking. You got a sense of, well, Belfast's reaching out to welcome me as opposed to me going to Forestside or going to Sprucefield or going to some of the smaller market towns. Belfast wants me back in the city, but all we get is, you can't drive in this lane, you can't go down this street, you can't park in this area, you can't back your car up to the door of the
Frank,
store.
If you take the bus, John,
the ball is completely in your favour in Belfast city centre.
No, that's not right at all. The traffic flow through Belfast has improved since the bus lanes were put in place. That's what the evidence shows. There is ample car parking space. There's a good public transport service. There is better flow of traffic in Belfast. And if people want to come to Belfast, they will be welcomed with open arms. Belfast is a superb place to come for shopping. And this offer will improve it more. Last year, 93% of people were frustrated because they came in and had to pay for the car parking and met greater congestion. This year, we'll avoid the congestion. There'll be cheaper public transport fares, and people can come in and shop to their heart's content.
A few people want to ask you a question. Paul wants to ask a question. Yes, go ahead, Paul.
Yes, hello, how are you?
I'm good, Paul. What was your question?
Yes, all I'm hearing is advertising for the metro system. The only reason why there's not going to be any congestion in the town for Christmas is because that there's going to be no cars to come in and try and get free car parking space. All you're hearing is advertising for the metro. The only reason why there's good traffic thoroughfare through the city is on a metro bus. It's not in a car. So all what the council is doing is getting a half a loaf and better than none with people to use the metro system at a low cost. If you go into a shop and buy something fragile, would you like to go on the bung bus with it?
Well, I did put that to you, John, earlier. I couldn't imagine anyone who's got a car wanting to go Christmas shopping on a bus. It's great for people who don't use cars. Fair play to the 36% of the Belfast population who don't have a car. But I'm talking about the other two-thirds. They feel disadvantaged going into our own city.
Frank, we're not stopping people coming into the city to park. There are thousands of car parking spaces in Belfast.
Yeah, but they're being discouraged.
We're encouraging people to use public transport at a reduced rate, better fares, better service. It allows people to come in and shop. Why would you not do it? And what's more, when the free car parks were advertised. Belfast ground to a halt. The congestion became worse. So therefore, retailers lost out. This is providing a good deal for retailers, a good deal for customers, and a good deal for the environment as well.
Okay, I think Peter wants to ask a question as well, John, if you don't mind. Peter, good morning.
Hi, Frank.
Yes, Peter.
Listen, how can this guy justify the buses? See, in my, on the Cahill Road where I live, you can't get a bus on a Sunday if it's the only time you can with the wife to go in and get a bit of shopping. So where does that, how does that quantify?
Yeah, this is another thing that comes up from time to time. John, you're not responsible, of course, for the running of TransLink, but people feel the system doesn't really deliver what the customer wants.
Well, Frank, I agree that that TransLink could be more nimble and more responsive. However, this is an example of them doing exactly that. They're extending the services, they're extending the hours for park and ride. There are extra late night services, bus services from Ulster Bus. So TransLink in this case are providing a better service and are offering a better service and are extending the service, including on Sundays.
So we'll see how it all pans out during the course of this Christmas time. The car drivers, I know, come at me time and again here, Dr. John Kiley. They come at me time and again, feeling that they are being disadvantaged in the city centre. And maybe I've got too much of a sympathy for them because I'm a car driver as opposed to a bus user. But if the fares are down this time round, more and more people may be on the public transport. We're going to have to, and I often say this on the programme, we're going to have to break some eggs to make those omelettes. And those of us who are hesitant about using the bus service, I presume have to be convinced, and this is a way to try and convince us.
And Frank, could I just say that I think when the rapid transport system comes in, the new bus system comes in, people will see that this is a really good, attractive offer. And if we step back from this issue, really, if you look worldwide, the cities that have got good public transport, that have got a better environmental approach, where people walk, cycle, take public transport, they are the most attractive cities. They're the places that people want to live. They're the places that have the least car congestion. And that's what we're aiming for. And I think in the long term, we need to see that's the goal, to make Belfast an environmentally friendly and attractive, well-connected city that's easy to move around. And that's the goal, and I think that we will achieve it. But there is a bit of short-term pain in order to get that long-term gain.
Okay, John Kyle, appreciate you coming on. Thanks very much, John.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.